West Side Story, playing at Barrington Stage Company through September 1st, is a flawless production of a nearly perfect Broadway musical. The integration of song, lyrics, story, and dance is so united that it almost creates a sense of euphoria. What is magical about this effort is that director Julianne Boyd and choreographer Robert LaFosse are replicating the original 1957 staging. Wisely, they do not strive to improve on perfection. Yet this production is so fresh and invigorating, it makes you feel as if you're seeing the show for the first time. West Side Story is defined by the music of Leonard Bernstein. The score is amazing, and the music is made even better through the lyrics of Stephen Sondheim. Just to hear the opening words, "I just met a girl named Maria," triggers the plaintive emotions connected with young love. "Something's coming" seethes with hope, coupled with foreboding tension, and "Tonight" is a wonderful ode to consummated love. Even a few songs in the second act, like "G Off as a Crunky," that fail to move the story forward, are delightful gems. However, in performance, it is Jerome Robbins' dance scenes that elevates West Side Story from great to genius. They are visually beautiful and breathless in their beauty, as the dancing makes ballet seem the dance of the average guy. Speaking of genius, choreographer LaFosse, a protege of Robbins and a former principal dancer with American Ballet Theatre and New York City Ballet, somehow reproduces Robbins' original choreography, yet makes it his own. I can only explain the phenomenon by using a baseball analogy. It's like a new manager who takes a talented group of individual athletes and transforms them into an amazing team. Make no mistake about it, in Pittsfield, the stage is filled with superb athletic dancers. This is an amazing group of dancers, singer, actors, who are not only dynamic, graceful, and powerful, they are storytellers. They create characters and develop situations through movement. With guidance from LaFosse, each dance number adds to the story being told. The prologue clearly sets up the tension between rival gangs. The colorful dance at the gym builds on that by including females as it describes the community's social structure. And the rumble scene brings to fruition the release of all that tension and hatred. In between the tense numbers, vibrant moments like "America" and "Cool" are visual treats. As for this updated story based on Shakespeare's play Romeo and Juliet, the leads are ideal as the tragic lovers. Addie Morales is enchanting as Maria. As Tony, Will Branner has the boy next door charm that distinguishes him from the other members of the Jets. The two bring an emotional honesty to a story about love at first sight. Skyla Volpe continues the tradition of elevating the supporting role of Anita into a leading character. The theme in the show that makes it so valid in today's world is violence stems from tribal alliances. The work of Tyler Haynes as Riff, the leader of the Jets, and Sean Ewing as Bernardo, the leader of the Sharks, find a tragic flaw in each man as their machoism dooms them. The gang members are individually excellent, and the supporting adult roles are played to perfection. Costumes are vivid, the set is great, and the orchestra, conducted by Darren R. Cohen, makes the melodies even more beautiful, and his synchronization to the dazzling dance numbers is dazzling in its own right. West Side Story at Barrington Stage Company is a marvelous production that plays through September 1st. It should not be missed. For tickets and schedule information, call 413-236-8888 or go to barringtonstageco.org. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record.